This is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Life Cope LLC. We are a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Life Cope LLC. And of course, you can always visit our website, lifecopeapp.com. As always, I'm not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion on a variety of different subjects or shares what's going on with them in their life. Today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone. It avoids those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to our website, lifecopeapp.com, or you can go to your app store and download it that way also. So today's topic, I want to talk about, I say this sometimes and I think people, laugh. But it's something that I say often, but is we gotta fake until we make it, right? And today was one of those days for me. I definitely had to fake it until I made it, right? I didn't have the best day yesterday. I was really in my feelings. It was a very emotional day for me for a variety of reasons. And today I didn't wake up feeling my best, but I just knew that I had to feel better, right? Like, I just had to. One, I had a radio show to go do. So, I'm supposed to brighten up people's day, and I'm supposed to talk about fun things, and I'm supposed to give people the weather and the traffic. And, yeah, when you're not feeling good or when you're not feeling it, it's really hard to do that, right? It's really hard to have to interact with other people and, you know, be all honky-dory, right? But I always say this, and I always say is choose happy, right? And I really mean that. Like, there's days that you're going to wake up like I did today and you don't want to do it. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to be talked to. You don't want to shower. You don't want to brush your teeth. You don't want to do your hair. You don't want to do your makeup. You don't want to do nothing. Like, you just want to be there feeling like nothing because it's not a good day for whatever reason, right? But sometimes we got to get out there and we got to fake until we make it and we got to choose happy. And God, is that easier said than done? And I know that. I really, really, really do know that. But let me tell you, oh boy, did my day turn around by doing that? Because had I simmer in it, it simply would have just been bad. Like, it would have just been a terrible day. I would have taken it out on anybody that came across me. And instead, I chose to get up, take a shower, get ready, do my hair, do my makeup, and, you know, get it out the door. You know, even had time to snap a quick pic for the gram and you know, just, gosh, it's like, sometimes it sounds silly, and I know it's just a saying, like, oh, fake until you make it, but, like, really, I did, and it worked, and I chose to be happy. Like, I chose not to let all of these things on my mind get the best of me. I chose not to be anxious today. I chose not to be unhappy, and I faked it at first, but then eventually it became the reality, and that's how it works. Like, sometimes if you can just change your mindset when you wake up in the morning, like, sometimes we don't want to do it, you know? I don't have kids, I don't have a partner, I don't, you know, but I have dogs. And sometimes there's things you got to do for other people, or, you know, there's things that you got to do for other things, like your animals, your children, your spouse. And sometimes you don't want to do it. Sometimes you don't want to deal with anybody. And sometimes you just gotta, especially if it's, like, a kid, like, a toddler that, like, literally needs you to, like, take care of their every essence of their being. And I don't know how those people do it. Like, I know that that's probably harder to fake, you know, until you make it. But just remember that if you have a positive mind about it, the chances are is that more than likely you'll come on top. And just like today, I had to fake it until I made it, but eventually I made it, you know, and eventually it was a good day, eventually I was feeling good, everybody was complimenting my outfit, and it was nice. And, you know, like, in some level, you know, the faking it works. On some level, we trick ourselves enough and we start believing it, you know? And I mean, we're always like telling our friends, like amping them up, and, you know, even when we're not sure, you know, like, and you're just like faking it there too. You're just like, oh, dang, I really do hope so. And I really am like rooting for you. But sometimes you got to fake that enthusiasm, but inside you're really scared for your friend. Well, why not do that for ourselves? Why not, you know, sometimes trick ourselves into believing that, you know what, I'm okay. It's all okay. It's all going to be okay. And somehow it is. And it's all fine and dandy. And then you realize it's, you know, time to do your podcast. And you're like, what am I going to talk about today? What is going on in my mind? And, you know, it took me a little bit to figure out what to talk about. But then I realized, like, man, you know what? Today turned out to be a pretty good day. Today was the beginning of a new week. Later this week, I will be celebrating with my best friend for her bachelorette party. And that has been a whole whirlwind of its own, because lots of things have happened in between. And, whoo, boy, that's a whole other podcast on its own. But I'm just thankful that, you know, I got to wake up today. And even though it wasn't the best, you know, feeling at first, I made it, because I chose to be happy regardless of everything else going on in life. And God, can that be a variety of things, you know, anywhere from, you know, social things that are going on in the world. It can be anything from something going on in, you know, your romantic life. It can be anything like going on, something in your family. Jeez, the things are endless. But sometimes we got to go out there and we got to fake it until we make it. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with faking it sometimes. And even if you don't make it at the end of the day, you still tried and you gave your best foot forward. And, you know, sometimes we have to have those days where we let it all out and we cry, and, you know, we allow ourselves to sit there in our self-pity and just feel, you know, and be emotional and be aware of everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on in our lives and our family's lives. But at the end of the day, we got to keep on pushing and we got to keep on going. And if sometimes we got to fake it to get there, that's just what we got to do. And so I'm thankful that today I was able to wake up and I was able to fake it until I made it. And I'm thankful that I made it. I'm thankful that I get to be here and record this for you. And that really is, at the end of the day, what it's all about. Sometimes what we go through can, even if it just helps one person, even if one person just gets a little inspired or feels a little bit better, you know, sometimes we feel like we're the only one. Sometimes it's so easy to, like, look at a photo on Instagram, or, you know, look at whatever, a post or whatever, and just be like, wow, how is everybody doing it? But the reality is that most of us are struggling. Most of us are faking it until we make it. And you can too. And, you know, one day at a time, man. And eventually we won't have to fake it. And eventually it will be all great. But the reality is that if we're not there yet, that's okay. It's all part of the human experience, right? So guys, thank you so much for listening. And I really, really appreciate it. I thank you. And I hope that you will come back next week. As always, be happy, be well, be safe. And I'll catch you later. See ya.